for you.
This is KMDI News Network, and I'm Andy Holbert with the breaking news story. We begin with KMDI News Network reporter Riley Bagby, right outside of the funeral home in San Diego, where Siddharth Ravi Shankar will be cremated later today for this breaking news story.
That's right, Andy. We are outside the funeral home where the Siddharth Ravi Shankar will be cremated later on today. A sitar is an instrument that is 4 feet long. It has 20 frets. It usually has 5 melody strings, 1 or 2 used to emphasize the rhythm, and 13 sympathetic strings. Ravi Shankar died December 11, 2012, in San Diego, California, in USA. At the age of 92, Ravi Shankar was one of India's most talented and famous sitar players. He actually taught the Beatles guitarist George Harrison how to play the sitar. He also was the father of Grammy Award winner Norah Jones. Now we take you to an interview live with Ravi Shankar's daughter, Anushka Shankar. So Anushka, how have you been doing since the passing of your father?
Well, I guess you could say I'm fine. He made life worth living for me. I am very upset, but I know I still have beautiful music to remember him with. You see, in my father's will, he wrote that I would inherit his sitar. Although I'm very happy about that, I'm going to miss him. But I know that he wouldn't let me be upset. He always played the sitar, and it was very inspiring to me and my family. It encouraged me to follow in his footsteps and play the sitar. He always told me amazing stories, like the time he told me about being knighted by the Queen Elizabeth, or the time he got his first Grammy Award, and then the second, and then the third.
Wow, you really inherited his sitar.
Yeah, it's so awesome, right?
I know. I'm sure that it must have been a great honor when you heard about this.
I know. It was. I was so shocked at first. I could not believe that he would hand over his most precious belonging to me.
So, are you going to play his sitar?
Of course. I would never pass up the opportunity to play such a treasure.
I'm sure you must be very happy.
Yes, I am, but it is very sad playing his sitar, knowing he is not here. But I will play his sitar in remembrance of my father and his playing of the sitar. So yes, I am very happy, but I will also forever remember and admire the many great things he did.
Well, I know you will always remember him. He was a great man, and we will always remember him.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. By the way, I heard you have a new album, is that right?
Yeah, it's called The Traces of You. I made it all the songs in remembrance of my dad. It was also a Grammy Award winner.
Let's take a look at one of your songs.
Okay.
Wow, what a great song. Thank you for your time. It was such a blessing meeting you. We really love learning a lot about your father's past and your new album. Back to you, Andy.
Thanks, Riley. Speaking of which, we have another breaking news story. Shah Jahan, being the builder of the Taj Mahal, had a distant relative named Jahangir. He was caught sneaking around the Taj Mahal, acting very suspicious. Rumors have said that he was trying to seal the coffin with the queen inside. As soon as authorities arrived, Jahangir was gone. Now, we are going to go live to the crime scene with Evan Ersine giving us a live report on the events as they unfold.
This just in, authorities have discovered that a secret tunnel was found at the Taj Mahal. Authorities believe this is how Jahangir got into the Taj Mahal. Citizens are shocked at the disappearance of the coffin. People don't know where he could have taken the coffin. Police are all around the Taj Mahal. The task force stormed the Taj Mahal. Now they are searching everywhere. The suspect is being deemed armed and dangerous. People are terrified and are fleeing the scene. We can only hope that authorities will capture Jahangir and get this precious coffin back.
Thank
now
you,
to
Ev.
You, Andy. Wait, hold it! Really? Are you serious? Wow. Andy, I regret to tell you this, But authorities had just discovered he did not only take the coffin, but he took a ton of other things, one being the artwork in which all the paintings were based off of. The Great Painting. Suspects have been interviewed, yet police think that the man fled India. If anyone sees anyone acting suspicious, call the police to ensure your safety. He also took something so valuable, so incredibly precious, that India may never be the same. Jahangir took special Indian vases from the chamber in the Taj Mahal.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that crazy? Jahangir actually took them. If he has the nerve to take that, people are worried on what he may take next. The police check on the vases every afternoon before they leave. They make sure nobody like Jahangir would take them.
I can't believe he actually took that. That just ain't right. Well, thank you for the info, Evan. I'm pretty sure everybody is going to watch out for him now. Now we are going to Jay Champion, who will be at the Taj Mahal interviewing a very important live witness.
Hi, everybody. This is Jay Champion at the Taj Mahal. I will be interviewing Dylan Nair. He has witnessed this scene.
Okay, I heard you saw a man running out of the building just minutes before the police arrived. Is that true?
Yes, it was very strange.
I see. Did you do anything specific when you saw this happen?
Yes, I did. I was confused at first, but when I saw the coffin he was carrying, I got a little suspicious. So I walked up and asked him what he was doing, and he said, "This is police work and none of your business." After he said that, I asked, "But why are you alone?" But instead of responding, he sprayed pepper spray in my eyes. But I'm all right now.
I'm glad to hear you are all right. By the way, can you tell us more about the Taj Mahal? Are there any specific facts that you would like to tell us or share with us?
I know it was built in the 1630s, and it was named after a woman whose name is Mumtaz Mahal. She was a favorite wife of Shah Jahan, who was the Muslim ruler of India's Mughal Empire from 1628 to 1658. I also noticed that it's home to many famous art pieces. Rock art, for example. Rock art is usually found in cave walls. Some of the art is found in remote areas. Also, some rock art is found on cliff faces and streams. Many pigments are made from powdered minerals. They use many colors to make the picture look realistic. Pigments are sometimes made from animal fat. Some of the paintings represent people and culture.
Wow, Dylan, that's nice to know. I didn't even know many of those facts. By the way, the Taj Mahal has been around for 381 years. Oh, and if you guys out there need any more information, or you have a lead on the crime scene, search www.indiacrimescene.com.
Fake website.
We will go back to Andy now.
Thank you, Jay. I know this has been a great show, one of the best I've ever been in. Thank you, and have a good day. Wait, I would like to kindly give a shout-out to one of our very special friends of mine, news curator Barney Phillips. Barney kindly gave us the opportunity to interview Anushka Shankar. We would like to thank you for listening to KMDI News Radio Network. This is Andy Holbert, signing off.